time to join our Vatican expert, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, Joan Lewis. So, Joan, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's always good to be here, especially on a beautiful day, a May day. We had a big holiday this week, of course, May 1st, the Feast of St. Joseph, the Worker for the Vatican, and Labor Day for the rest of the world.
And it coincided with something very special for us, didn't it?
And, oh, it did, of course, the anniversary, the first anniversary of the beatification of Pope John Paul, and many, many events in the Pope. We'll go back to some of the other events, but we might just kind of start with this fact that the Holy Father at the Wednesday audience had special greetings for the Polish people, and he said he was overjoyed at the numbers that had come to Rome to mark the first anniversary of the beatification.
They haven't forgotten that.
And then, well, they're not going to forget their Pope as long as they draw breath, you know. And then there were two events, two lovely masses, actually, on the first anniversary. Cardinal Sodano, who for many years under John Paul was the Secretary of State, he celebrated Mass in Rome's St. Stanislaw of the Poles Church. And then the late Holy Father's secretary for 40 years, now Cardinal Stanislaw Żywiec, celebrated Mass in Krakow, where he succeeded John Paul as Archbishop. So we had very lovely homilies by both of those. And I rather liked Cardinal Sodano's words, where he said, if you look back at the 26-year pontificate of Blessed John Paul, we can indeed say he fulfilled the mission of pastor as envisioned, as seen by the prophet Isaiah, and that is to be a messenger of joy, peace, and salvation for the Christian people. And Cardinal Sodano said the main message left us by John Paul was that of holiness, of a life entirely consecrated to Christ and to spreading his kingdom. And obviously then, as the former Secretary of State, he noted John Paul's legacy of the message of solidarity among nations and individuals. And then obviously Cardinal Żywiec, so close to the Holy Father for all those decades, he underscored, among the many things he said about John Paul, something that would come to us automatically, and that is to say that how he fought so that our civilization would be a civilization of love, of holiness, of the inviolability of human life from conception to natural death. And he also highlighted, Cardinal Żywiec, the effect of young people on the Holy Father, that the Pope saw in young people the hope of the Church. So very lovely words there, and remembrances throughout the week, and special newspaper issues, and so many things to recall.
Blessed John Paul II always said that, he always said these words, I am first and foremost a priest, which takes us to Sunday's World Day of Vocations,
exactly.
World Day of Prayer for Vocations.
And it's the Sunday also of the Good Shepherd, the gospel story of the Good Shepherd.
Special ordinations in the Vatican.
Exactly.
The Pope ordained?
Nine. The Pope ordained nine. And eight of these new priests will be working in the Diocese of Rome, and the ninth was actually ordained for a diocese in Vietnam. But the Holy Father did concentrate his homily on, he noted, of course, that it is the Roman tradition of ordaining priests on the Sunday known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And he said the figure of the pastor, the shepherd, in particular, he said it's so relevant in Scripture, and naturally very important for our definition of the priest. And, you know, this is the person, I am the good shepherd, we have Jesus' words, who lays down his life for his sheep. And he said Jesus reaffirms the characteristic of the true pastor is that of giving his life. And he talks about, the Pope talks about the biblical figure of the king/pastor, whose main task is to support the people of God, keep them united, and guide them. And a very beautiful day, obviously, for these young men, for their families. And to be ordained by the Holy Father has to be something, you know, you will remember your entire life. And then there was a wonderful tie-in after Mass at the Regina Caeli. The Holy Father reminded all the people, I guess like 30,000 or 40,000 in the square, he reminded everyone that this was the Sunday not only of the Good Shepherd and that he had just ordained 9 priests in the Basilica, but he noted that it was the World Day, is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and he urged young people to consider the religious vocations. He said, "The Lord is always calling, but many times we do not listen. We're distracted by many things, by other more superficial noises, and we're afraid to hear the voice of the Lord because we think it might take away our freedom." And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it was Benedict's homily the day that the Mass that inaugurated his pontificate. He repeated John Paul's words about do not be afraid. But he stressed the fact, don't be afraid to have Jesus, to have faith, to have religion in your life. It does not take away anything from who you are, from what you do. It merely adds to who you are and what you do. And I think if the Holy Father could brand something onto our skin and make it permanent in us, it would be this idea, don't be afraid of God, of Jesus, of religion. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to be a great wealth for you. And he really stressed that point. And I would say the other important point the Pope made at the Regina Caeli was the fact that how important families are in the growth of vocations. This is where the seed can germinate in a family that is faith-filled and gathers for prayer, is attentive to sacraments and so forth.
Of course, there's a big meeting at the beginning of June in Milan, where
right.
the Pope is going to attend.
The end of this month, exactly. Starts on
for families.
Starts on May 31st, right. if I'm not mistaken, and then goes, you know, for 4 or 5 days, the 7th World Meeting of Families.
I think the Pope is going from the 1st to the 3rd of June.
Yes, I think it is going to be 3 days that he's going to be there. So we're going to hear a lot of these same words in Milan. I'm sure he will talk about families and the importance of families for vocations, not only for the children that a couple have to become married themselves and raise a family, but that some of those offspring can indeed have vocations. So a remarkable, wonderful, happy Sunday for anybody involved in it or just listening to the Holy Father talk about it.
There's also a news item the Pope donated to the
yes.
Ordinariate in Walsingham. No.
He did. This news came from the Ordinariate itself, the Ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham, which, of course, was created in January 2011, and that was to enable, that was the Vatican's answer, not initiative, the Vatican's answer to Anglicans who said, we want to come en masse into the complete the union with the Catholic Church, bishops, priests, and lay people. And so that was created in January 2011, and the Holy Father has donated $250,000 to support the work of the $250,000 to support the work of the Ordinariate and to help establish it as a vibrant part of life in the Catholic Church. So we had comments on this by the Ordinary. Monsignor Keith Newton is the Ordinary in the UK, because we know another Ordinary was created this past January 2012 in the United States. So we had Monsignor Keith Newton, the Ordinary, commenting on this, and the Apostolic Nuncio to the UK, Archbishop Antonio Menini, who, as a matter of fact, was actually instrumental in getting the securing the Holy Father's assistance. So a good thing for the Ordinariate, because you have many priests who were Anglican priests and now Catholic priests, but they don't have a full stipend because they may not be associated with a parish, but they still have to live. They still have to have an apartment, a home, be part of a vicarage, and so money is obviously of prime importance.
Of course, one of the weekly appointments is in St. Peter's Square now with this weather,
yeah.
and it's the Pope. Catechesis with faithful from all over the world.
Right, 20,000 this week. And he lucked out, they lucked out, because the day before was rainy and windy and cool and everything else. So Wednesday was gorgeous. And the Holy Father always has a catechesis, sometimes an entire series. In this case, for months it's been on prayer. And he spoke about St. Stephen, the first martyr, the proto-martyr. And he said that Stephen's words, when he was accused of having declared Jesus would destroy the temple and change everything handed down by Moses, and he said, Stephen said to the Sanhedrin, you know, that's not true, because Jesus was talking about not the real physical temple, but his body, the new temple. And the Pope said Stephen's words, which, by the way, are the longest narrative in the Acts, Acts of the Apostles, Stephen's words show us his prayer relationship with God. And he got the courage to face his persecutors because of that relationship. So, and from his meditation on the history of salvation, from seeing God's action, which reached its apex in Jesus Christ. So, and St. Stephen, it's really a very interesting story. And for the Pope to talk about his prayer and quote the Bible, quote the Bible accounting of it in the Acts of the Apostles is very important. And the Pope said, we really should use St. Stephen as an example. Those of us who have difficult moments in life, which is like going to be everybody when you think of it, difficult moments in life, maybe even persecutors. We have modern persecutors who are anti-Christian. We see this in the press. We sometimes see it in government actions and so forth. So in facing our persecutors, if we have a good prayer relationship with God, that will certainly help us. And I don't know about you, but it makes me think of how many times in my life have I said, how do people get along who don't believe in something, who don't have God, who don't have Christ, who don't have a belief system? How do you get through the difficult moments or face persecution? I don't know the answer, but the Pope does, and he said it was prayer. So there's always a lot of stuff in the works, mm-hmm. and we can only cover the surface news anyway in this time slot.
Well, thank you very much, Joan.
See you soon.
Well, you were listening there, as always, at this time of week to Joan Lewis, our Vatican expert and EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.